Okay, let's read these sentences together. We waited for her, but she never came. Why waited? Because the verb ends in T. He told me it was not easy. He told me, la U es importante acentuarla aquí. He told me it was not easy. It was not easy. Okay? Not easy. I left Colombia in 1997. I left Colombia in 1997, but arrived in the USA 2 years later. But arrived in the USA 2 years later. I liked my hometown. I liked my hometown, but I had to leave. Ahora escucha. We stayed up late. Stayed up late. ¿Por qué? Porque esta D se hace flat. We stayed up late. ¿Qué quiere decir stay up? Quedarse hasta tarde despierto. Stay up. Up es despierto. We stayed up late and studied for the test. She moved to New York. She moved to New York. ¿Qué le pasa a la D? Se oscurece con la T que viene detrás. She moved to New York when she was 21. She needed my help. Sorry, she needed my help and I helped her. Puedes decir también helped her y omitir esta H porque eso lo hacen mucho los americanos. She needed my help and I helped her. Puedes omitir la H. He got a call from the office, and went there. I finished my job and relaxed for a while. Susie worked hard and finally became a nurse. Susie worked hard and finally became a nurse. I completed my master's and applied for a new job. We saw a movie that we liked. I texted Paul, but he never answered. We played football and had dinner together. My parents met when they were in college. Brad passed the exam. Brad passed the exam. The exam because he practiced. That was very tired and slept late on Sunday. They sold their house. They sold. Sold es importante. La O con la U. Their house. And bought a new one. ¿Por qué bought a new one? Porque esa T. And bought a new one. Esa T se hace R. He started a new job. He started a new job and made more money. The manager explained what happened. I walked 2 miles. Aquí hay dos T's que se fusionan. And felt much better. Anna looked for a new job and finally found it. Found it. I asked for a raise. And they gave it to me. He wrote a letter and mailed it. O sea, ¿cuál es una conclusión importante que sacamos de aquí? Tenemos que aprendernos bien primero la regla con las palabras individuales para luego colocarla en una oración. ¿Ok?